Hello and welcome to episode 4 of the Change series. This is Get On Bus. My name's Darren Bennett and I run a little website called buildingstrongerminds.com. Been talking about change in this series. Now, I actually don't spend too much time, at least with Get On Bus, in formalising what I'm going to speak about. One of the big things that I've found is that if we rely too much on outer knowledge, then we're not really learning much. So I think a big part of understanding ourselves is sometimes just to open up the tap, I guess, and just see what comes out. And you'll find that the more you start to actually look for connections, the more you'll come to realise that they're there. So, this is a part of change, is being willing to look at things differently, or even just to be willing to observe something, or to, if you get an idea in your head, to follow it up, to understand it, to sort of define it in your own terms. So I think this is a good habit to get into. I think if you can get into this habit, change will become easier. Because you'll be able to see things from your own perspective. Hang on a second. So, for example, this morning, the word transformation came to mind, and as I like to do, I looked the word up. And just even the word itself, transform, there's two parts to it, the trans and the form part. So the form is the shape of something, obviously, but it's also, if you think about it energetically, it's enclosing something. So it's enclosing an energetic pattern, which in itself is a mishmash of other patterns. Hang on a sec, got another pickup. So the form isn't so much important as what the form contains. And the word trans means across. So transatlantic means to move across the Atlantic. And this is the interesting part, because it also means through. So across or through. So when you transform something, it's going across or through the original form. But what is going through that original form? And this is where figuring things out for yourself has great benefits. So for me, the thing that's moving across or through is a wave. Now, this wave, which is or could be your intention, okay, your the thing that you are looking to change. That's why I'm saying it's important to keep it simple. So when I was talking yesterday about affirmations, that's if you have a long affirmation and there's words in there that you haven't fully formulated a distinct pattern for, then it's going to be a very messy, as a surfer, I would call it a very messy wind swell. Whereas when you're surfing, a good strong ground swell comes in very distinct lines of swell. It's taken a while to form those lines, and it comes in very powerful. So our intention must be clear and strong if we are to create lasting change, and it has to be regular. And I said, yes, it has to be clear. So that intention creates a wave, which is our emotions, and that goes through our form. So straight away we can see how reactions, so for example a fear-based reaction, can move through us like a wave and create transformation. It may only be temporary transformation, but if that pattern persists, if that those intentions, those reactions persist, eventually we'll transform our form. And we'll get sickness, illness, and anxiety, depression, and mental health issues. But if we can become positive, so if we can take control of this process, then we can choose what waves roll through our form. You can actually take advantage of what I've just spoken about. My free course that I offer at www.buildingstrongermind. It takes you through three things: feeling energy, moving energy, and then setting your energy, which is very much what I've just spoken about. Another way I talk about it is by your intention creates an impression in your body. So a technique that I came up with, which is very similar, it's a very simplified version of affirmations, but I found it to be very powerful because it works with one intention at a time, and this creates very distinct wave that moves through your body if you sort of follow the way I lay it out. So I call it imprinting, and there is an advanced version of it which I don't go into in the language of the mind, the free course that I've set up, but you'll soon see over a number of only takes days to start to see the benefits of it. But if you sort of do it over a number of weeks, you won't even realize that you've changed, because you haven't tried to change your behaviors. You've changed, like I talked about yesterday, and I talk about it often. You can change your being, which is the energy within your form, then the rest will follow quite naturally, and you'll have a groundswell which to work with. There's a saying among surfers that only a surfer knows the feeling, that you can't explain surfing to someone and really get across the feeling of catching a wave. And working with energy is exactly the same. You have to experience the feeling in your body. That's what our bodies are for, to experience these feelings. The body is there as a tool, as a measurement of where we're at. Now, only you can interpret that. And I'm a strong believer in this. I think science has its place 100%. Okay, I'm not doubting that. But I can only take you so far. And there's no point trying to measure the mind, because the data that comes out, it's not up to someone else to interpret that. Okay, no one can tell you whether you're happy or not. The only person that will know whether they're making the right change is you. So we all know mindfulness works. We don't need tests and things to prove this, because the change is happening in you. Yeah, it's all well and good to have this evidence, I guess, for want of a better word. I don't think it's evident of anything. I think the evidence is already there. It's in the fact that people can use these techniques and these methods to create change in themselves. And if it's not working for you, then you're either need to find your own way of doing it, or you need to look back at what the principles are of what you're learning. Don't just do it because someone else has said that it's good. Understand the principles. This is one of my greatest things that I dislike about the self-help movement. You know, they're offering you the techniques, but they're not explaining how or why they work, because they want to hold it for themselves. It's been the same with religion. Come through me to get your answers. I don't think that's the right way to do it. And it's not, the way I do things isn't commercially viable. Like, my aim is for you to never come and see me again. You know, to take what I'm sharing and come up with your own methods and your own systems. So my idea is for these ideas that I have and sharing that are transforming all the time to eventually die for new things to come in. And I think that's the attitude that we sort of need to take. Otherwise, we're holding on to these old forms. And the energy within it gets stale. And even the form starts to die. So the energy is leaking out everywhere. And we're trying all these mechanical methods to keep it running. Hang on a second. So, anyway, I hope that's made some sense. As we keep venturing into the world of change, and I guess this, what I've been talking about, can be mirrored in, at the moment I'm trying to get fit, trying to lose a bit of weight, I'm trying to change my form. But what's the thing that's made me unfit, and it's not necessarily the food I eat, because I have to decide to eat that food. It's not necessarily that I haven't been moving enough, because I have to decide to move. So it's not necessarily the things that I'm doing, it's the intentions behind it, or the lack of intentions, which, if I look at my life right now, I've been finding it very hard to know where to start and where to put my energy into. So I'm a bit all over the place, or I have been, about where to go with building stronger minds. So that has stopped me from moving in any one direction. So my intentions aren't clear. And if I want to create change, I need to get clear on my intentions, which is what I've been working on. And even that is evident in the transformation of my body. So I am actually starting to lose weight. I am starting to tone down, and this is because, and I'm actually not not doing any more exercise than what I have done in the past. And in the past, I've done lots of exercise and had little or no results. And that's because it hasn't been mirrored in other areas of my life. So like I said, in episode 3 or episode 2, I can't remember, that change has to come from within. And you have to get clear on what you want. And you have to change, not your actions, not even your desire for a different end result. The change has to come from who you are as a person. So you really, it does come back to becoming a whole new person. Like even one little bit of change creates a whole new person. So it's not about forgetting who you are. It's about becoming more of who you are. If that makes sense. So people are afraid to change, thinking that, oh no, that's not who I am. Well, it doesn't matter. Like, who you are is who you are. Yeah. And if something's not working for you, then that's really not who you are or who you want to be. Anyway, I think we'll leave it at that for today. I've got a bit more left. Just hang on a second. So, in wrapping up this idea of transformation, about making changes in the form, which as a consequence changes the function as well, and the energy contained in that form, there is something that must move through that form or across that form in order to create that change. And it is my preposition, I propose that that form, or the thing that changed that form, is a wave. And a wave has a cause agent, and that cause agent is your intention. So if you can be clear on your intention, and in the Language of the Mind mini course that I offer at www.buildingstrongerminds, I bring that intention and I simplify it to one word. How I get there, that's another story, and that's, I do go into that. I am working on the how to share that at the moment, but I do have a system for doing that. Anyway, I hope that this is giving you something to think about, and that you can take that knowledge and put it into practice. By all means, go and check out my mini course, have a go, play with energy. Play with the mind, it's all good fun. But you'll learn a lot, and you'll start to learn more about yourself, and you'll start to become more independent and being able to take control of your life and build a strong mind so that you can get whatever the heck it is you want to get, or to do whatever you're here to do. Because everyone's different, everyone's here for different reasons, you learn different things, but it's not up to anyone else to do it, it's up to you. So The stronger your base is, the stronger your mind, the more you are able to do for yourself, the better off you're going to be. Anyway, hope you enjoyed this episode. A bit longer than my normal ones. And I'll see you on the other side. Bye.